This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival for the final hour of the final day here at what was a great first event. And if you missed it, well, you missed a great one. There were some really killer bands. And really, the people are the reason to be here. And we've been having fun meeting all kinds of new faces and seeing old friends as well. And one of those old friends is Jessica Love, who is joining me and Daryl. I'm Ian in the studio. Hey, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, it's great to have you here on Free Talk Live. You're a kind of old school Porkfest attendee and vendor, having sold coffee early in the morning at these various different events and throughout the day, actually. So it's nice to see you here at this festival. I know you were at Hemp Fest last year.
Did
you go to all three Hemp Fests, or was last year your first one?
Last year was the first Hemp Fest.
Okay.
Yes.
And so now it's the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. You're back. You've got your booth down, I think, one of the aisles to my right here. Mm-hmm. How have things been for you this weekend?
Very good. I'm down there at my favorite site, 26 there. The coffee, everybody really enjoys it, and it's really rewarding for me to see everybody take a sip of, have a questionable face, and then take a sip, and it turns to instant delight, and then they come back and tell me how great they feel and possibly buy another cup.
What now, I know previously at the Porcupine Freedom Festivals and last year at Hemp Fest, you were doing bulletproof coffee, but you're doing something different now.
Well, bulletproof coffee is a formula. It's a recipe for a high-performance butter coffee, basically. And so bulletproof is someone else's brand that belongs to Dave Asprey, and now Jessica has her own brand, the Love Java.
And when did you start that?
That was opened in February.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it seemed like it was pretty new. Love Java is spelled L-U-V.
It is.
LoveJava.com. Now, you actually had given me some of the Love Java earlier this year, and I was like, well, I'll try to give it to somebody because I don't drink coffee. So I wanted to do something with it. I didn't want it just sitting around. And Callan Diggs was actually in town in Keene. He's one of the hosts of Reaching the Finish Line, the host of that show, but it's one of the shows on LRN.FM, kind of a entrepreneurial self-help, self-improvement show. Great guy. Really had fun kind of getting to know him while he was living out in Keene. He's now out in Colorado. He's talking about coming back to New Hampshire one of these days, but while he was in Keene, I said, hey, I got this coffee, and he's, God, I forget which disease it is.
He has Crohn's.
It's Crohn's. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. And so he's got Crohn's disease, and, you know, you've had people have some pretty interesting experiences using Love Java.
Yep, pretty much all amazing, really. Any kind of ailment that they really approach me with, I'm like, well, you know, I'm just at a point where it's like, try it, and I bet you you'll feel better. Yep. And Kellen had great results from the very first pouch of Love Java that he tried with the CBD infusion.
So he reached out to you, right? You guys didn't know each other, did you?
I feel like I met him maybe Liberty Forum a couple years ago or something.
I don't think so.
I would have met him somewhere.
I would have met Kellen because, well, he tends to stand out, but he's a black libertarian. He did live in New Hampshire for a little while, so maybe he did sneak into a Liberty Forum, and I just missed him. But I know that I knew of him, and he and I knew each other while he was living in New Hampshire, but he didn't have a car when he was in Nashua, so he never could get over to Keene. And so finally he managed to come up to Keene after he lived in Mexico for a little while. So
he's all over the place. Wow.
Oh yeah. He was down in Mexico for a couple of years. And so he reached out to you and said, wow, this is really cool. And he wanted to do something for you as well.
Yeah. So he asked me to come on the radio show there that he did. And, he explained that he had great results, and also even the next day after he drank one of the CBD-infused pouches of butter coffee, he didn't even have a pouch the second day and said he still felt better. And so he's just really impressed with the product, and, you know, was just like, I think this is great, and, you know, whatever I can do to support, and you keep smiling and get the stuff out there. A few weeks later, he contacted me and said, you know, there's an entrepreneur workshop in New York City hosted by a woman named Jennifer Love. And at first I was like, what is he talking about?
Long lost sister, perhaps?
Yeah. And what is he talking about? I'm Jessica Love. And it was like, no, she's the host of the workshop and she has trained people for Shark Tank.
Wow.
You know, she's a, you know, gets people's products into mainstream market, yada, yada. She actually refers to herself as an igniter of the love economy, which I totally feel resonates with me as something I felt with my liberty activism with Community Market Day and, you know, voluntary interaction, free market and, you know, conscious-based living. And so I felt like I was like, you know, meeting someone with very similar values and whatnot. And it was great. 3 days
in New York City.
Okay. Yeah, in Manhattan.
City. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is like an entrepreneurial kind of seminar where you learn stuff about what?
She was talking this time about basically like money attitude and to like change your perspective on money, no matter how you feel about where it comes from or why it's here or whatever. It's a tool that we can use.
Yeah, there's an attitude that some people have that money is evil and the money is the root of all evil, and this is just a ridiculous you know, statement.
Right, and, you know, that's actually, people that say that will generally, well, it's in the Bible. Well, no, the actual quote from the Bible is
the love of money
is the root of all evil.
Right.
Yeah. If money is just a tool, and it is, in order to do things, you can do good things, you can do bad things with money. And so, yeah, I totally agree that people need to change
She totally encouraged everybody, like, to say it, yell it, repeat it confidently, like, I love money, you know, like, and not, I don't think in that greedy kind of way that maybe the Bible refers to, but just like, you know, I have gifts, I'm sharing them with the world, this is an energy exchange, I'm going to get, you know, something in return for the gifts that I'm sharing, and I'm going to do something good with it.
Yeah, it's all about the intentions and what you actually end up doing, and you're doing good work here over at Love Java, and I just thought it was so cool that you, when you were telling me this story yesterday, I was like, well, we got to have you on to talk about this. Because it's just one of those little things. Like, the universe is such an amazing thing where you gave me these two, you know, what do you call them? Pouches,
I guess? Pouches.
Pouches of Love Java. And I'm like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
I drink coffee. I like Jessica. I'll find somebody who drinks coffee. And the guy I give it to, it helps him out. And he helped you. Yeah. And, like, all these things that just came from you just giving me a couple of pouches that I couldn't even use personally. Like, the person I found ended up being this wonderful connection for you.
That was great. Yep, I saw you stop by the house, and I was like, I feel like I need to give these to Ian. I don't know what he's going to do with them, but I'm going to pass them his way and see what kind of magic happens.
Yeah, I think you had even offered to me, because you know that I use therapeutic cannabis for my headaches, and I also don't drink coffee.
Right, and one of them had CBD, and the other one I don't think did.
I was just like... whoever you think would appreciate this, I would love to get it into somebody's hands.
Yep.
Spreading out samples like all to different people, and they've all landed in wonderful places.
And you mentioned the Shark Tank thing, the lady connected to the Shark Tank. There's actually at the Free Coast Festival coming up in a couple of weeks, there's going to be a libertarian Shark Tank thing happening at that. So keep that in mind.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, my product is very early in development, and we're just starting to talk to food scientists and go-to-market beverage consultants and really get into the nitty-gritty stuff about trying to possibly make this ready for market.
Mm-hmm.
But
And then what are the legal obstacles, if there are any, to selling a product with CBD?
Well, it's totally legal. The thing is that there's not a lot of CBD products on regular market shelves. Like, I see the CBD version of the pouch going to dispensaries, and the non-CBD, the original butter coffee pouches, I mean, I could see that in a shelf in Whole Foods. It would be nice to also have the CBD kind in Whole Foods, but that's another step. But what if the non-medicated one was in there first and, you know, they were introduced to the product? Or,
and then they find your site.
I don't know, you know. I don't know
how
hard it is.
Might even want to reach out to some of the food co-ops.
Yeah, totally.
That's a good idea.
Because it definitely looks like a product that you would pick up at a food co-op.
And they're more likely, especially if it's in New Hampshire, they're more likely to take something because it's local.
Yeah.
Right.
there's so many marketing options, and the local business economy and networking is so beautiful here. And, you know, I really think one of the top priority markets is like CrossFit gyms. Those people are paleo crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a great spot to have them. And
awesome.
There's so many different options, really.
Well, I hope that we'll hear more by next year about how you've grown this, and it sounds very exciting. Jessica Love, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live over at Love Java. That's LUVJava.com. We'll continue more Free Talk Live coming up from New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival on the final day of what's been an amazingly beautiful weekend here. Things are starting to warm up as we get closer to the middle of the day today. Bands have already taken the stage, and they're going to be playing into the evening tonight, as I understand it. Looks like a full roster of some more great live musical acts here at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. NHCannaFest.com is the website. That's NHCannaFest.com. As Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio outdoors this year at the CannaFest, which I'm glad to be doing. I think we're going to be doing this from now on.
Yeah.
Just because it's so much better. We can have so much more flexibility with our guests. And as long as I don't screw up the archives, everything usually works pretty well, which I did last night. So if you missed last night's show, if you're a radio listener and you were trying to listen to last night's show, well, I guess if you're a weekend only radio listener, then you don't know that you heard the same show on Friday and Saturday nights, so we got away with it there. But to anybody that actually listens to the show regularly, you figured out that I screwed it up.
Yeah, and thanks to one of the amplifiers for letting us know about that. And
early on, too.
AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote.
Yeah, and they let us know this morning.
amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, if you want to contribute $5 a month to Free Talk Live, it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can do Bitcoin, you can do you can do credit card, you can do PayPal, however you want to support the show. And I'm glad they let us know early, because sometimes it'll take like a day before somebody will let us know something's wrong, and that allowed me to kind of get started on fixing it sooner rather than later. So anyway, we're here at the Cannabis Freedom Festival, nhcannafest.com. We're at Rogers Campground at rogerscampground.com, and we have the pleasure of being here now for the second time this summer, as has our guest Stephen Nass. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We've not had you on previously, but you did kind of hang out with us at the Somalia Fest and Shire Fest that happened earlier this summer, sort of at the very beginning of summer, and we're now kind of wrapping out summer. You're a new mover here to New Hampshire. Is it part of the Free State Project?
Yeah, part of the Free State Project. I've been here a few months now, and hanging out, loving it in New Hampshire. There's so much to do here all the time.
There really is, and that's not an exaggeration. Now, where did you come from?
Well, I came from Wisconsin originally, and they have their own libertarian thing going on there. But I've been looking to move out to New Hampshire for probably 8 years now, and finally made the move this summer.
All right, and you're a young guy. How old are you?
28, so youngish, yeah.
Okay, you look a lot younger than that.
Sure.
So when you said, thinking about it for 8 years, I'm thinking, all right, you're 20, so how did you find out about the Free State Project when you were 12? You're a little bit older than I thought, so I'm guessing you heard about it when you were in college.
Yeah, heard about it when I was in college, actually listening to Free Talk Live back in the day. And decided then, eventually I'm going to move. And
you did.
Finally, things came together and got out here and being busy. And it's interesting to come out here and do these nice activities like this Cannabis Freedom Festival, because those were things we had in Wisconsin, but smaller and less attended.
So you moved a couple of months ago, right around the beginning of Somalia Fest, Shire Fest, Secession Fest, Schism Fest, all of the fest. And you took a job working for a campground, like a seasonal position?
Yeah, I highly recommend it if you're looking for an easy way to move out here. Do like I did and take a seasonal position working at like a summer camp, because then you have room and board covered, and you can just hang out in the beautiful White Mountains all summer long, go camping, go hiking, go swimming, hit the beach every day, and then you have the whole summer to explore the state and kind of fit in and figure out what you want to do after that.
Now, summer is almost over, and that summer gig has basically wrapped up for you, so what's the plan now?
So I moved into Portsmouth now, and I work as a cook, so
yep, that's your thing.
That's like the food center of New Hampshire, it would seem. So,
okay. Are there like diverse options for
diverse options
restaurants out there?
Yep, some of the restaurants there, they don't have anything else like it in the state.
Now that you're in Portsmouth, have you been to the new Bitcoin shop yet?
I have. I just went there a few days ago, and it was fantastic.
Cool looking. I have yet to go, and I'm looking forward
great.
To it.
It's great. I did a nice transaction with Dash. Went very quick and smooth.
Excellent. What was it that you bought while you were at the Bitcoin shop? Because you can only pay with cryptocurrency. They will not accept They will not accept the cash.
Yes, so I just bought a bumper sticker while I was there.
Like a Bitcoin bumper sticker?
Bitcoin bumper sticker.
What's it say?
Just says Bitcoin on it.
Okay.
But I got that, but I'll be going back there again. It's, you know, I have to go buy it on my commute to work every single day, so awesome. I'll be seeing a lot of it. And I saw they got a Bitcoin ATM in there this week.
Vending machine.
Vending machine.
And it
right,
is a
because
two-way.
ATM would go
through. Yeah.
Well, if it goes both ways, then it is an ATM.
No, it's not. No. They're still going to be calling it a Bitcoin vending machine, just with a cash option. So it's still a private sale.
Okay.
It's not an ATM in that there's no exchange involved. And that's sort of the definition of an ATM, at least the way the state's looking at it. If you go back to the hearings that we attended, I clipped out. Actually, I had sent a link to this one of these hearings where the state hearings examiner for the New Hampshire Banking Commission specifically says, I don't want to call it an ATM because it's not an ATM when she's referring to the vending machine out in Keene, and that's because it's selling from an inventory, and similarly, it would also be selling from an inventory of cash if somebody's selling their Bitcoin machine.
Okay.
Now, if they already... an ATM, you go and you get your own money out.
That's true.
Trading, for sure.
And so, is that online? Did they already put that thing...
I don't know if I was supposed to say
like,
that.
I saw them unloading it from a truck.
Yeah, so maybe we were there the same day because it was sitting in front of their store the day I was there, and then it went back later that afternoon, they had it.
And it was plugged
in the store.
Was it plugged in and was it on?
I didn't see it on yet.
Okay.
Didn't see it on.
All right. They're getting close then because that's going to be the first two-way Bitcoin vending machine in the entire state of New Hampshire.
Excellent.
And maybe the only two-way machine anywhere in the sort of the general region of this of the world. So I'm looking forward to making the official announcement about that. So, yeah. So some of the Bitcoin action that's happening out on the seacoast is pretty cool. You guys have the Free Coast Festival coming up right around the corner, I believe. And so far, I guess you're loving it here, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Definitely having a good time here.
Is there anything you miss about being in Wisconsin?
I think they have better beer in Wisconsin.
Is that right?
Personally, a lot of New Hampshireites have been disagreeing with me on this. But
One thing that I will say is that the Portsmouth area does have some really good local breweries. There are some of, you know, what they would consider to be like a regional brewer that's located in that general area. So there's some decent beers
there. Sure, I'm not going to disagree with that.
So you would
they need some progress, that's all.
You would recommend then, I presume, to anybody who's a libertarian, and you obviously are, you have the shirt on, you are that libertarian, is what your shirt says, with a little porcupine Liberty logo on it. Would you say that people need to start planning to get up here sooner rather than later?
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to get in while the going's good, you know. Be one of these earlier movers, which I think people still are, because we have thousands more on their way, so... get in now and get in on this grassroots movement.
Yeah, you really can't get here soon enough. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't move before you're ready. You should have some savings built up before you get up here.
Yep.
That way you can take care of yourself on your own while you wait to find some work or, you know, maybe you found it in advance. Stephen Nass, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
One of the folks, by the way, over on the Shire Forum, so you can check out the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com. You can find him there and us as well. We'll continue more Free Talk Live in moments. Coming up, Jaletta Jarvis from the Libertarian Party, gubernatorial candidate.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Going to be wrapping out the evening pretty soon here, but it's been a great time, and the bands have been awesome. The people have been the real highlight. We've been unearthing all kinds of libertarians this weekend with our Operation Politically Homeless booth that Daryl and I have been here administering to what probably is going to be close to 150 people when this is all said and done with. We are recording this episode as we've been recording throughout the weekend, so we're actually doing this on Sunday morning, so the festival's not quite over, but it will be over tonight by the time this show airs.
Time warp.
Yeah. And so, as I've been explaining, you know, we've been talking to people about liberty. We've been administering the Operation Politically Homeless quiz, which is a 10-question quiz. And I, of course, I predicted that we were going to see some liberals and some libertarians, but I wasn't sure what the distribution would be between the two of them, and it turns out that it's strongly libertarian. Like,
yes.
New Hampshire really is the best place for libertarians, because the natives here have it kind of built in. I mean, they were like born libertarian almost and raised libertarian. It's very, very strong. Last night when we counted up at the end of the night, we were at 110 respondents so far. So the end of Saturday, so that was over 2 days, 110 people took the quiz. And what was it, 65 of them or something like that? 65%. I did the percentage.
Right, it was 72 of the respondents were in the
Or on the border. Or on the border.
Of the libertarian quadrant.
Yeah, so 65% of the people were on the border of libertarian or within the libertarian quadrant, and the rest of the other, 35% was scattered about between liberal and centrist, mostly a couple conservatives and a couple authoritarians on the chart. So I was really pleased to see those results, and Jaletta Jarvis is joining us here tonight. She's presumably going to be the candidate for governor from the Libertarian Party. She'll be the one I'll be voting for in the primary if it comes to a primary, because someone could challenge you for it, Jaletta. Welcome.
Well, even if there's not a challenger, the state government is going to require the libertarians to have a primary.
Sure, but nobody's going to get a write-in that's going to beat the person who's on the primary ballot. That almost never happens. So you're going to be on that ballot and hopefully on the general election ballot. Jaletta, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. I actually kind of connected you with this festival. I knew Rick was looking for speakers, and I thought, well, we've got someone running for governor in the Libertarian Party. Maybe she should speak, and here you are.
I'm happy to be here.
So what was it that inspired you to run for governor? Because it's not your first time. You actually ran as an independent candidate, about two years ago?
Yeah, for the 2016 election, yes.
So what inspired you? Because not everybody wants to run for governor. I mean, I've done it. You did it. But well, we're a little unusual, I suppose. Make sure you get real close to that mic, too.
Well, the reason that I ran was and is because, obviously, I'm tired of the constant push by our political agendaists out there to stop liberty from the citizens of the state who don't listen to what people in the state are asking for. For example, in this particular issue, there's 60% of the voters in New Hampshire that were polled in 2015 said that they would support legalization, complete legalization, and yet we still can't get it in the state. So are they listening to the voters, or are they just going with their own agenda?
Generally, they go with their own agenda because, we have a process, Jaletta, to where bills get filed and then people come and speak. And then, your wise overlords wind up doing what they do. And, well, the police came out and said, all of these, there would be, just like blood in the streets if we wind up allowing people to use this. And we can't allow blood to flow through the streets. How dare we do that? Think of the children. And so because the police show up in uniform to say all of these horrible things, well, let's just ignore science. Let's ignore the will of the people. Let's ignore, fundamental rights. And just do what the police say.
And in New Hampshire, if the governor says that he or she will not support a bill, a lot of those bills will end up being listed as inexpedient to legislate so that the people in the Senate or the people in the House don't have to worry about whether or not they got their bill passed because it never went forward. It wasn't listed as voted for, wasn't listed as voted against. They know that the governor's going to veto it, so why bother putting it forward? But if you have a governor in there that actually supports your freedoms, then maybe the House and the Senate won't be so afraid to put those bills forward because they know that they'll actually get passed once they go forward.
Now, last time you ran as an independent, and I remember sort of knowing about you because I ran as a Democrat in the Democratic primary, and you didn't end up getting on the ballot because petition signatures, right?
Because of petition signatures. There are actually some pretty stringent laws when it comes to being put on the ballot. You have to have 3,000 signatures.
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. Yeah. And they have to be valid. For example, I had an entire street worth of signatures that were deemed invalid because they had changed the street numbers. So people who had listed themselves as 25 Main Street, for example, were actually at 26 when they registered, so their registration didn't match their petition, so they were invalid.
Yeah, and then those signatures also have to be evenly distributed between the two congressional districts. So if you have 1,700 petitions in the eastern part of the state and 1,300 in the western part of the state, sorry, you don't have at least 1,500 from both congressional districts, so therefore invalid.
Yeah. That's right. But luckily, I was able to tell my supporters, please don't vote for me because they wanted to write me in anyways.
campaigns. I said, please don't do that. Instead, vote for the Libertarian candidate, who is Max Abramson at the time.
Yep.
So that way we can get ballot access for the Libertarian Party. And I promise that I will run again. I will run as a Libertarian, and I will be on the ballot.
Now, what did you know about the Libertarian Party at that time? I mean, were you pretty new to it?
No, actually, my aunt's name is Carla Howell. She ran for governor as a Libertarian in Massachusetts. So I'm quite well-versed with the Libertarian Party and what
and
it stands for.
And I believe she's the political director of the National Libertarian
Party. She was, but she retired from that a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she was the political advisor.
Yeah, and you guys had her
keynote. She's well-known within the Libertarian Party.
She is. Yeah. She is. Yeah, yeah. She, God, what was she...
She was our keynote
at the
most recent state convention.
I'm trying to remember back to like what she used to do way back in the day, because I remember her name was around big time when I was involved.
She's the president of the small government. What is the name of that organization?
Small Government is Beautiful. That's what it is, right?
I don't remember.
But she does a thing called Who's Driving, where it's a candidate training to basically wind up helping the candidates maintain control of any appearance.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, you know, maybe it's a candidate debate to where the other candidate will sort of, you know, like throw one of these sort of curve to get you on the defensive, or the host will ask a question in such a way to try to throw you off. So the Who's Driving is basically to train you how to stay in control of the appearance.
I was just trying to remember back to, like, back in the 90s when I was involved with the Libertarian Party way, way back. And I remember like, the Massachusetts party she was involved in, they had, like, put a ballot initiative or some sort of initiative up to, like, repeal the income tax or something
like that.
Sounds right.
And, and she's also the reason that the Democratic Party encompassed gay marriage. Before Carla... they were very much against gay marriage and homosexual rights. And it was during a debate at a Pride rally in Massachusetts that she stood up and demanded that the government allow gay marriage. Hmm. And it was her Democratic opposition at the time who was there and saw the rally and saw how much people were for it. And when she demanded that they do it, they said, well... we're for it. We're for gay marriage, too. And so
We've always been for it.
But they hadn't been before that. As a matter of fact, that particular candidate had been very opposed to it. And I won't mention his name, but he won.
He's not worth remembering, I'm sure.
And,
hold that thought. Yeah. We're going to continue here. We got more with Jaletta Jarvis. We should talk more about your campaign as well and kind of where you want to go with that for governor here in New Hampshire and with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, which has really been doing great work in the last year. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival for our final segment of the final day. It's been great. Lots of cool people, great bands, and I'm hoping it comes back around for next year. It seemed like it was a successful first year event, at least, you know, being on the ground and seeing the number of people here. It's been great. And Daryl, thanks for sharing the experience with me.
Yeah, thanks for, I want to definitely thank you for donating some of the space here to allow the Libertarian Party to do some outreach.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys just got this OPH booth stuff, the Operation Politically Homeless, with a big-size poster, which we've been putting up little stickers on as everybody takes this quiz, which our listeners, if you haven't yet taken the quiz, you can go to theadvocates.org and then click quiz up at the top.
And don't you have a link, quiz.freetalklive.com?
I do, but they changed it so many times, I just put it to the advocates. So if you just go to quiz.freetalklive.com, it just takes you to their site, and then you have to click again to actually get to the quiz. Because every time they change their website around, I've got to read, update the link. So anyway, try it for yourself. It's 10 questions. You can take it, and then it'll score you online automatically, and it'll show you where you're at politically. And, of course, we're all changing over time. We're learning new things. And so this is just, you know, your point at where you are today.
Right.
And, Giletta, so are you more libertarian now than you used to be? Kind of what's your history? What's your political story? Where did you come from?
I've actually been libertarian my whole life.
Really?
I've never been Republican or Democrat.
Good for you.
I've always voted libertarian when there was an option to vote libertarian.
About your parents? Did they raise you that way? Or?
My parents raised me to be a free thinker. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to make the choices for myself. And the discussion that I would have with them is the same discussion I had with my children. I don't care who you vote for. I care that you have a good reason to vote for them, okay, that you've done your research, that the person that you are voting for appeals to your personal convictions, and that you are not voting based on party, that you're voting on the person, not on the party.
Yep. That's good. And so hopefully you're going to be able to get out and get a message of liberty into the debates this time around for the governor election here in New Hampshire. You're going to throw in your hat for the Libertarian Party, which is now has ballot access on the same level as the Republicans and Democrats.
That's right.
For the first time in 20-something years,
yes.
Basically. So 2018 is going to be a big year, hopefully, where you're going to be at the top of the ticket. But hopefully we're going to see Libertarians all over the place, state rep, state senate.
We have about 15 different candidates currently that have stated that they will be running.
So. And it's way early at this point.
And it is still very early, yes. So,
right.
Yeah,
the filing period doesn't even open until June of next year.
Right. So the call is being put out there for Libertarian candidates in New Hampshire. You only really need for a state rep to have lived here for 2 years in order to qualify.
Correct.
You've got to be over 18 and have lived here for 2 years and
right.
qualify.
Right now, it'll cost just $2 to get on that ballot as
right.
a state rep.
Without petition signature.
No petition.
Hoop jumping, which is what the way it was previously. So that's pretty awesome. What are you going to focus on with your campaign, which, by the way, the campaign website, Jaletta Jarvis, that's Jaletta with two L's and two T's, Jaletta Jarvis 4, the number 4, NH.com. You know, what are folks going to hear when you're doing campaign speeches as your main issues?
Well, I'd like to see the government budget be a transparent one. There's a $4 billion deficit in New Hampshire that we don't tell anybody about, but your taxpayers are still paying for it.
Wait, how do we have a deficit when we're required to have a balanced budget? How do you wind up getting a deficit with a balanced budget?
State pensions and health care, they don't get listed.
Wow.
Yep. And we have a D-minus rating with the transparency. In regards to transparency because of that particular fact. And yes, as of June of this year, all governments are supposed to list all of that. So we'll see what happens in the budget of 2018, whether or not it actually shows up for the first time. But we have been declaring that we have a surplus year after year when in reality we don't.
All right.
That's one thing I'd like to see is that, yeah, it may look negative that we have a deficit, but we should know where our taxpayer money is going. I'd also like to see some more of our regulations that don't actually apply to personal freedoms. They don't protect your life. They don't protect your property. They don't protect your ability to pursue happiness. That's what the government's supposed to be doing. If there are laws on the books that don't do any of those things, then we should be relooking at those. And
so like all the licensing laws?
Like the occupational licensing laws. And the ones that do actually protect your life or property, we should still be looking at those and putting sunset rules on them to make sure that they're constantly updated and reviewed. Because, for example, if you want to be a person who inserts hearing aids into someone's ear, yes, that could damage a person. So, okay, I can see where that is protecting a person, but they are required to have a certain number of educational credits, but it can be in anything. You can have a communications degree, and that counts. But how does that help you put a hearing aid in someone's ear? If we don't have to require a specific educational credit, then why are we requiring it at all? We're just requiring people to spend money that they don't have to spend.
Yeah, and of course the best example of this was this year where they actually repealed the hair braiding statutes to make it legal for people who want to braid hair in New Hampshire. Usually it's African-style hair braiding that's affected mostly by this. They don't have to jump through these ridiculous hoops and have to go through 10,000 hours of training.
Go to cosmetology school where they don't even teach you how to do this hair braiding.
Yeah. It's not even part of the curriculum, but yet they're required to jump through all these hoops.
Right. It's a great example of how special interests still control our government process.
Even though New Hampshire is a smaller government than a lot of places, there are big problems
here. It
still
is happening, yeah.
And there's a lot that needs to change. So, folks, you're going to be speaking at the festival here today. By the time our listeners hear this, you'll have already spoken. And so, Jaletta Jarvis, 4NH.com. I'm looking forward to the campaign because, you know, well, it's nice to have a lady libertarian out there. The fact is there aren't a whole lot of them. It's a male-dominated movement. And so, you know, some people are going to pay attention just by virtue of the fact that you are female. And whether we like that or not, that's the facts.
Well, I hope the votes don't come because of that, but come instead because of my policies, my issues. And all of them are listed on the website, so please feel free to go to it. If you have any questions on anything that I've stated on there, I will answer all my emails.
Awesome. And I have a question that has nothing to do with your website, but you mentioned off the air that apparently there is a Border Patrol multi-jurisdictional checkpoint on the interstate on the way up here to Rogers Campground, because you just got here today.
Yes, I did.
And you had to go through this?
That, no, I didn't have to go through it. It's southbound. It's not for people coming to this fair.
For people leaving.
It is people leaving will get caught in it. It's southbound, just south of exit 31, and it is monitored by Border Patrol cars were there, state police, local police. They have stopped every single car on the highway. You cannot go past it. And then once you're stopped, they take the dogs down the row of cars to sniff each car. And if they smell any narcotics or, I don't know, whatever else those particular dogs are trained
that's
to sniff out.
That's usually only one thing. You're usually only trained on
narcotics.
Drugs or bodies. So you can't do drugs and bodies. It's one or the other for the
dogs. And those dogs are also notorious for giving false positives.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They sure are. And this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this happening.
In
New Hampshire. Hempfest happened last year. That didn't happen during Hempfest. It has never happened during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Was it a coincidence? Or did they specifically set this up to coincide with this?
Couldn't tell you, but I do know that someone told me when I was letting them know at the registration area that it was there on Friday as well.
Yeah, which is when this started.
Is when this started. So, and people were stopped and people were searched.
I find that just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Especially since we're so far from the border. So they're not really looking for people who are, you know, illegally coming over from Canada, I don't think. Didn't realize that was such a big problem.
That's their ostensible reason for it, I imagine. But the reality is probably very different.
I think so.
Wow. So what could anything be done as governor to put a stop to this kind of behavior?
Well, I think it should be pointed out that sobriety checkpoints, random checkpoints, they kind of go against your constitutional rights. Even your New Hampshire Constitution alone states that you are not allowed to be searched without a valid warrant. And the warrants that they're giving out are, if you pass this area, then you deserve to be searched. But that's not a valid warrant. So that would take some discussion with judges to stop producing those warrants.
Now, if the state police are involved, the governor has control over them, right?
That's right.
So you could tell them, cut it out.
That's right.
Right. Could you shut down the drug task force? As governor?
The New Hampshire Drug Task Force?
It's a part of the state police.
Yes. The governor would have control of that.
Would you?
Would I? I would like to stop some. I'm going to get a lot of angry people.
And unfortunately, we have to interrupt the answer to that question before she's able to give it, because we are out of time here from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's been Ian and Daryl here doing the shows. We've been having a blast, and hopefully you'll see us here again next year when you can come up. But we're out of time for tonight. If you want to hear the rest of the interview with Gilletta Jarvis, check out our archive tonight. It'll be part of the after show at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices.
GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.